Daf is Daf Nun in Masechet Avodah Zarah. We're going to begin the new perek of Rabbi Yishmael Omer. And this is on Memtet Amud Beit. We're beginning with the Eilek Mishnah. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Shalosh Avanim Zo Betzad Merkulis Asurot. So once again, as we spoke about yesterday, the Merkulis, the traveler's god, was made initially out of two stones with one on top, very similar to what oyster houses today or waters today, which is just a use of that same idea. And people who walked by would solicit the god by throwing stones on it, adding to the pile. And over here, we have a pile of stones, and next to that pile of stones, we find three stones in a row. And for some reason, Rabbi Shmuel says, if you got three stones, then there are surot. Now, that does not seem to make any sense at all. They're not shaped like a merkulis, which is two stones with one stone on top, but it is how it ends. If you're worried that it fell off the merkulis, and you hold that the shvarim are as surot, which of course was the last sugi we were talking about the previous parak, now what's the difference whether it's one stone or two stones or 100 stones? Either it did come from a merkulis, or it didn't come from the merkulis. If you're concerned for the fact that maybe people throw stones as a gift to their merkulis, not because it becomes part of the merkulis, but because it's akrovet, so then it would be osur as well, whatever it is that's thrown to it. There's something very strange about making a distinction between two and three. The Chachamim, on the other hand, they say something which makes sense. Chachamim omrim, shenir otimo, look, if they look like they've fallen off, or is it close enough for them to have originally been part of the pile of stones, which was their merkulit, maybe that's the issue. Or maybe the issue is shenir otimo, they look like they've been thrown as a gift. Perhaps a gift to merkulit would be also. These are things that, as readers of the Mishnah, we don't know yet exactly what that is. But in any event, it makes sense that if they seem to be part of the merkulis, then they're asurot, and enir otimo mutarot. So, of course, the Gemara's first issue is about this question. The Rabbanan makes sense, but the Rabbi Shmuel doesn't seem to make sense at all. So, Bishleimer Rabbanan. Okay, I guess the meaning of the Rabbanan. Now, we're only saying this to keep things easy, because we're really jumping to the conclusion that the reason that the Rabbanan hold that the one near Otimo is Asrot is not because we assume that the stone that we find near it was thrown to it and is some type of gift and sacrifice to the god, but rather it fell off of it, and therefore it's been called part of the Merkulis. And, of course, the other sugya that we ended the parak with was whether you're Oved Lishvarim, interestingly enough. So this question of a broken stone rolled off a Merkulis, that would be no gay. The clothes we've pointed out many, many times. The clothes of each parak lays the groundwork here, literally, for the parak to come. So we end up very surprisingly with the issue of Ovdim Lishvarim. The truth is, Ovdim Lishvarim had come up much earlier in the parak, the issue of what the din is in Nishvarim Eliyah. We recreated it here almost for no reason, because we ended up saying it's talking about a Lego god. And then here suddenly we see in the Mishnah, and the discussion of the Mishnah, it turns out indeed to be very important. Okay? So it's a great example. But that makes sense. So if they're Nero to be part of it, the Igal Amemra Minein Afal fell off of their Merkulis, so then it's a Surah, because even though it broke, it doesn't matter, because the Rabbana may hold you are able to worship broken pieces. If a Nirotimo, why should they be Oster? They obviously didn't come from the Merkulis. So what, just a rock lying in the street isn't Oster? What's how many rocks it is? But Rabbi Yishmael makes no sense. I mean, Mamaikasova. E of Dim Lishvarim, does he agree that the fact that it's broken off of the Merkulis is breaking, doesn't change, and it remains Oster? So who cares how many fell off? One, two, I mean, whatever. Even two would be Oster. But Oster said, obviously, even one. I mean, the idea over here is just the contrast between two and three. Why do you say two is Mutter and three is Oster? And he ain't of Dim Lishvarim. And if you hold that something that rolls off of an Avodah Zarah is considered to be broken off of people do not worship broken pieces, so then it feel it's a lot nominal. So then what's the difference? How many? If you got three, now all of a sudden it is considered to be holy. Why is it considered to be more holy if it's three? Omer, if Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Altai Rabbi Yochanan explained it like this. That obviously, had we known, biyadua, shenashru mimenu, if it was clear that it fell off the Merkulis, they weren't arguing about Ovdim Lishvarim. Everybody holds it's Osir. By the way, that's true even according to Mani Omar, who says on a normal Avodah Zarah, that ain't Ovdim Lishvarim. I mean, that's a normal Avodah Zarah. Merkulis, a bunch of loose stones piled one on the other. It is never meant to stick together necessarily. Because if one of them falls off, why would the Avodat Kochavim look at it and say, my God, it cannot protect itself. I mean, there's no protection. That's what it is. It's a pile of loose stones. I mean, why does it suddenly have to take on some type of integrity? And that was never meant to have any. So that would be, even the Mani Omar who says, Eino of Dim Lishvarim, would only be on an Akum where it's not its derech to fall into pieces. It's meant to be some type of holistic creation. But Hachami, Koratavuri Mitra, and that the thing anyway is just a pile of broken stone. So why would it become bottle? Because the stone falls off. If the first stones are worshipable, then any stone is worshipable. In which case, that's not the problem.
Isn't it likely that stones will fall off, given that one of the ways of worshiping is throwing stones at it?
Very likely indeed. That's exactly the point.
Yeah.
So therefore, this is the derech. Obviously, it doesn't lose its shem merkulis. Ki plige bistama. What we're talking about over here is where we don't know that it fell off. So this is the question. Furthermore, we don't know. But if it's mekuravot, now remember that we're talking about bistama. I mean, there's a distance where it's very likely that it fell. Let's say within a foot. 2 feet. Okay, so it probably rolled off. But I mean, if it's, let's say, 4 feet away, 6 feet away, I mean, even if it's betoch arba amot, it's a technical idea of this is the area around it, which perhaps retains some holiness. All right, so if it's mekuravot also, where it's reasonable to suggest, tikla memri minein afal, there's also no machloket. It doesn't matter how many stones there are. Okay, the problem here is that it's betoch arba amot, so it's meruchak in the sense of it didn't fall. Obviously, Rabbi Yishmael is suggesting that there's some other issue. Okay, what is that other issue? I'm going to explain to you in a minute. However, the Gemara doesn't let us explain because it first is concerned with the language. What do you mean, meruchakot? It says, beferish in the Mishnah, shalosh avanim betzad merkulis. How can you say it's meruchakot? Va betzad merkulis katani. No, betzad means betzad arba amonti dead. It's within the overall area of the merkulis. That's the personal space. In an elevator, you wouldn't want to bump into the merkulis. You'd stay 4 amets away. That's the personal space idea that psychologists are made on. So that's 4 amets. But here we're not talking about that. We're talking about meruchakot and mekuravot in terms of how close it would have to be for it to fall off. There you're talking about an ama, a chatzi ama, whatever, depending on the angle and so on. But certainly not 4 amas. I mean, a stone doesn't roll 4 amas. So there we have a new issue. Can I now get back to explain to you? Thank you. So Rabbi Yishmael Sovar, osi merkulis katan betzad merkulis gadol. The idea over here is that the pile gets higher and higher. So maybe some guy comes along and says, what's the point? We're going to throw more. What we'll do is we'll make a little merkulis. Because after all, they have to reproduce somehow, you know. So we'll add not 3 stones, which is the derech of the merkulis, and now we'll start a new pile. It's sort of a natural human kind of thing. You want to start a new pile. You know? Just add your own stone to a billion stones already. So that's the question. Is that the derech to make this little merkulis? Now, a merkulis fetus doesn't necessarily have to look exactly like a merkulis, you know. It goes through its fish stage with gills and so on. So the early stage of the merkulis, it doesn't necessarily have the 2 stones with the 1 stone on top. It's sort of a loose pile. You know, still it starts the whole embryo formation and so on. Later on, maybe it'll become a nice pile. But at the moment, 3 would be enough. Yeah, correct. So therefore, we have 3 shalosh, the damil merkulis. So that's already got the essential shape of a merkulis. So just, you know, it's got to be organized a little bit better. So that's called asuras because we assume this is our baby merkulis. But shtayim, which doesn't have any of the essential elements of a merkulis. I mean, you can't form 2 stones into 3 stones. So that would be mutarot. Whereas the rabbonim say, no, if it's not close enough to have fallen off, there's no such thing as merkulis katan betzad. Come on, there's enough of imagination here. Eino si merkulis katan betzad merkulis gadol. I don't care how many it is. Loshla shalosh, loshla shtayim. Nirotimo asurot. So if it appears to have rolled off, fine. Eino nirotimo, it's too far away to have rolled off. So then it's mutter. So it's a whole new question over here, whether these 3 stones, even though they are not within the area that is korev, they're still betzad, whether there's a new din of merkulis. And that's the machlos. Amar. Now, I just want to get straight over here how you explain it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you say, everybody agrees that biyodua shetashru mimenu divrei hakol asurot. You're telling me it's a given. There's no problem of shvarim when it comes to merkulis. Everybody agrees. A stone that gathers no mas from a merkulis is definitely asurot. Ramini. Avanim shetashru mena merkulis. Nirotimo asurot. Shenirotimo mutarot. Now this says, stones that rolled off of a merkulis, not that might have rolled off, did roll off. And nonetheless, it says over here, if it's nirotimo, they're asurot. And Rabbi Shmuel again insists, shalosh asurot shtayim mutarot, which seems to completely undo what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Because, I mean, if we're talking about that, we know that they rolled off. I mean, so Rabbi Shmuel is not even talking about making a new merkulis. It's only if it came off of the old merkulis. And then there's some other issue about nirotimo, that only then they would continue to be oyvei the shvarim, something like that. I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with the explanation. Rabbi Yochanan, on any level. Rabbi Yochanan kept things very simple. We don't know. Therefore, the question is whether we have to assume. And Rabbi Shmuel is introducing a new issue, whether even if we don't have to assume that it rolled off, is there this new idea of Merkulis Kata. The moment you talk about knowing, you can no longer talk about the meaning of Nirotimo as having to do with whether I need to assume it rolled off. I know it rolled off. And you no longer can say in Rabbi Shmuel that the issue is do they make a Merkulis Katan, but some Merkulis Gadol, it's only because I took the stones off the front. Something is terribly wrong. I mean, this is obviously a completely different approach to the Mishnah. Omar Rava, well, yeah, I would be. Yeah, I can't imagine what it would be, but it's just the wrong gears. When it says shen nashru, that's the wrong way to say it. Look at a shen nashru. Elayma shen nimtze'u. We threw the word shen nashru, meaning that we're going to assume maybe we're no shen. But in fact, the girsa is that they were found near the Merkulis, which is exactly what the Mishnah is talking about, except the Mishnah just says they are there. The Braita, as usual, speaks a little bit more lengthily. So it says they were found near. But Rabbi Yishmael is certainly correct. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan's approach to Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabban is certainly correct. Really? So how do you explain the following braita? V'atanya, Rabbi Shmuel omer, shtayim bitvisalo asrot, shalosh afilo meruchakot asrot. Now, this certainly doesn't make any sense. The word tvisa, normally, is a way of referring to arba amot. So that's where a person reaches something instantly, you can jump out and grab, that's what we call that tvisa. And it's because of that, really, if you think about the evolutionary pressures that create psychological space, personal space, that's the point. I don't want to be close enough to be able to be grabbed by a predator or another person before I can get myself together to protect myself. So if I'm more than four amot, I see the movement before I'm in danger. So we've evolved to react. Within there, we start getting nervous right away. Somebody's betoch your arba amot. Okay? But here it says beferish that according to Rabbi Yishmael, if it would be bitfisalo, then they would be asurot b'shtayim. Where Rabbi Yochanan said that no, that's not true. The only discussion over here is bitzad is betoch arba amot, and that was only legabe arba amot was legabe three, not legabe two. And the two was only if it was really close, meaning that was within a half an amma or an amma. Where over there you have to worry if it rolled off. Now here Rabbi Shmuel is saying, well, no, two would be asur if it was within arba amot. Certainly it didn't roll off. And three you would need to be asur if it's outside of tvisachad, if it's outside. This does not tally either, nor does it make any sense. But it certainly doesn't tally with what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the chashash over there, the two benefila, would only be betoch the two amma or chatzi amma. Omar Rava, well, the word tvisachat, yes, technically speaking, if there's nothing in the way, tvisachat is a way of referring to arba amot. That's true. But that doesn't change the fact that tvisachat also can refer to a situation where something is in the way, and therefore it's not tvisachat. This is also, this is even nogea the dinim of tefila. You're not allowed to pass within somebody's arba amot when he's in the middle of tefila. If there's something in the way, he's got a shtedr in front of him, and there's a bench in front of him, so then that's not considered to be between tvisachat. The same thing is true over here. Again, psychologically, if I have something between me and you, I don't have that same sense of violation. If I can extend the space where I'm, in my mind, it's like a machitza in front of me, so I don't feel violated. So over here, that's how we're using it. The meaning of bitvisachat, when it says bitvisachat, it means nothing is in the way. But we're certainly talking about the betoch arba amot is the point. So the machloket over here is specifically legabe the shalosh, as you said. Do we have a minig of making a merkulis katan besad merkulis gadol or not? But the point of the meaning of tvisachat is that if it could have rolled with nothing in the way, that's what it means. But what we were talking about is where something would be in the way. Let's say you have a little pile of dirt. Obviously, the stone didn't roll up the pile of dirt and down the other side. So that's all that it's saying when it says bitvichat bitisara. So there means there's nothing in between it and the merkulis, and of course it's also close enough to have rolled there. That's the point. So we're talking about over here, B'shtei tvisot. Ve'echidom et ikar gova. Beni beni. Say a little pile of dirt between them. So he's saying that's the equivalent of meruch hakot by definition. All that this brayta is adding is that it isn't always a function of space. It's also a function of likelihood. If something's there in the way, then it's not likely that these stones come from the Avodah Zarah. But nonetheless, it still would have to be Bitsad Merkulis, meaning it would have to be now the Bitoch Arbamot for the Minhag of making a Merkulis Katan, Bitsad Merkulis Katan, to come into effect. This is completely consistent with what Rabbi Yochanan said. It's just polishing it a bit so that we should understand that we also need to take into consideration circumstances. But is there really such a thing as a baby Merkulis, where you just have three stones that are like lined up and it doesn't have to look like a Merkulis yet? I mean, Merkulis kai gavne mihave. Vatanyu elo hein avne beit kulis. Tosa starts to get nervous about us up here at this point and says, well, what is this kulis jazz anyway? I mean, if this is really the name, I thought we're not supposed to say the name. Shem Elohim Acherim is not to be in your mouth. Why do we keep talking about this? Beit kulis. I mean, maybe you could have said Merkulis is a way of changing it. The bitter kulis, maybe. But now we're saying Avne Beit Kulis. Now already we're clearly talking about the thing itself. Says Tosfos, well, actually, no. The thing itself was originally called Kilos. Kilos is a lashon of Sheva, the Kales, the Shabea. And we changed it to Kilos, meaning Kelas, disgusting. Kulis is lashon of disgust. That's the kelas, the log, something that you laugh at. Then we made it the mar, which would mean it was the opposite of, like, mura, bimkom, what you think I'm going to say. I'm really going to say not kilos, but kulis, lashon kelas. Okay. In any event, the similarity to Mercury is just coincidental, of course. So now, which is what... Exactly. So the Avnei Beit Kulis are built with achat mikan ve'achat mikan ve'achat agavihem, one stone on the right, one stone on the left, one stone on top of them. Doesn't say anything about over here about embryonic Merkulises, according to Rabbi Yishmael. So how is it that we have a right to ignore this? Oh, my Rabbi, I mean, obviously we're talking about already born Merkulises, not fetuses. I mean, kitanya ibi ikar Merkulis. But if you're talking about a case where you've got a Merkulis Katan, but sad Merkulis gadol. This is not what the brayta was coming to define. That's not a kasha. Now, what happened once is that we had an actual shaila about a broken Merkulis, which came about, sadly enough, because Yanai HaMelech's home was destroyed, and the goyim came along and turned it into a church. So, Beyanai Malka Charuv, Oto Avdeiko Ravimu Kibi Be Merkulis, and made it into a church for Merkulis. Came along the Meshech HaZman, other goyim, who decided Merkulis is a joke, and they took all of its stones, and they used it to build roads, to build theaters, or centers for gathering the public, depending on the girsa. So, Otu Avdei Kochavim Achrin, the low park of the Merkulis, they don't worship Merkulis. Shaklino, Vechipu Behem Drachim, Visatar Taot, Samevet Tar Taot. So they covered it up now and used it for paving stones. Yeah, this is street. Yes, there's another girsa tarta we'll see later on. So there was some of the Rabbanan de Parshin. Some Rabbanan refused to walk on that road because they considered they were being menet from the paving stones of Avodah Zarah. And Ikar Rabbanan de Lo Parshin, there were others that weren't makkah. And Rabbi Yochanan said, for heaven's sakes, if benan shel kedoshim ma'alech aleihem, hanan nefrosh mehem, these chumras for somebody who doesn't have a madrega, take a chumra, disgusting. Even benan shel kedoshim, who we'll identify in a moment, he was very makbid on Avodah Zarah, as we'll see, but he wasn't makbid not to walk on these stones. So who am I making myself better than him? And I'm not going to walk on these stones. We'll see. Ma ninu benodin shel kedoshim, who was so makbid, even where me'ikar adina was mutter, but was makbid tremendously on Avodas Kerchavim. That's a reference to Menachem by Rabbi Simoi. The nun doesn't mean literally the child of Kedoshim, as if he himself is not Kedoshim. It's like we say a bar mitzvah, right? Somebody who is a ben Kedoshim, huh? No, he's a ben Yisrael. He's a ben. This is his existence. His existence is an expression of Kedusha. So why do they call him Ben Anshel Kedoshim? Afilu b'tzurata dezuzah long star. You wouldn't even take a look at a coin. Now here you had the picture, yes, of what it isn't.
No, it's in the Shkanzel.
Oh, it's in the Shkanzel. Oh, okay. So there they have a picture of a Roman coin with an Asherah with Avodah Zarah underneath it. I believe that Rabbi Yehuda is not considered to be an Avodah Zarah. Yeah, of course. I'm just saying they didn't have the right one. As usual, they chose the wrong one.
Dividing the street down the middle, you know, the women can walk over there because it's not so more than more. Yeah, without a rub, and only on this side.
Maybe that's how it is. Richie, you never know how it is. In any event, he was so mocked that even though Tosfos says for me, see, Tzurata D'Zuzah apparently is mutter, mikra din, and he was makbid. Why was it mutter, mikra din? It's not made for Avodah Zarah. It's decorative. Decorative is not considered to be lo tifnu ela elilim. So furthermore, lo tifnu means to be mistakel, not to see, you don't have to avoid your eyes. This whole idea of confusing, let's say, by women, not to be mistakel on women, means not to stare in order to get the details. Doesn't mean you have to walk around with a book in front of your eyes. But the same thing over here. So he was careful not to look even carefully on something that was mutter. So he would walk on these stones. So I'm certainly not going to be more machmer than him. So what indeed is this for those who wouldn't walk on the stone? My time at Mandapari. So this is a whole new idea. I mentioned to you, who read the Mishnah, we really don't know as naive readers whether the problem is that we need to be concerned that these stones were a gift to the Avodah Zarah. Now, if they're a gift to the Avodah Zarah, we got a problem. Because, interestingly enough, the Avodah Zarah, you can be Mavata. But you can never be Mavatel the gift. The gift having been made was made. It now becomes also. As if Chay Meitim. The actual Avodah Zarah is no longer an Avodah Zarah. It's a fire. So now it's just a piece of Grutaot. It's junk. But how do you change the status of the carbon? You can't change the status of the carbon. So if... so that's the Shaila. If we need... We didn't consider that. The Gemara sort of avoided that problem. We'll see why. The Gemara just considered whether the stones had rolled off of the Merkulit. But never considered the question of whether the stones had been thrown as a gift to an Avodah. But Azor obviously eats stones, and they're made out of, you are what you eat. So Mamela must be that they had given it stones. That wasn't the question. So, all right, if that's the case, then if we do have to be choshesh, v'takroves avodat kochavim, so then that would explain why I'm never allowed to walk on that road. Because if it's paved with, which is actually takrovet, that's aser bahana'ah. So what? You're being nene from it. You're not allowed to be nene even from a derech that's bizui. Omar, so what Rav said was, this too is from the pasuk that we darshan for other inyanim. We mentioned earlier that there were Yehuda ben Batera, but there are other things we learned from the same pasuk. This tells us, just like a mate, you cannot change now a mate status or make it mutter. So therefore, they were not able to walk on it. So even though they were made it, that obviously these Akum came and were Mavatal, the Merkulis. But that's only the Etzem Avodah Zarah itself. How about the stones that were thrown to it as a Takroves? That they can't be Mavatal. And what's the Svara of Mandalo Parish? Mandalo Parish Omar Be'ina Ke'enim Voleka. If you're going to aser something as Takroves, it has to be similar to these Vachim that are brought inside. Some type of Aveda that is brought inside. Stones are not similar in any way to a sacrifice that is brought in the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, even if the thought when one throws a stone to a Merkulis is that it's a form of consumption that the Merkulis will do to the stone, it's still not called an Takrovis. At worst, it would be that it becomes part of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's considered to be buttelable if the Akum came now and they took away the poor Merkulis' gallstones. Now it's completely mut. We'll see why not. It's not considered Zrika, why the Gemara is going to discuss. Omer of Yosef Bar Ava, you know, Rabbi Bar Yirmiya once wandered in Daratan and he came along quoting a Braita, which was problematic. He was Atav Aitem Atnita Biyade. He was carrying his Braita with him when he came down. Always dangerous. And he said, Oved Kochaviv Shevi. Here's the question whether the Girsa actually would be the Satar Ta'ot, which is the streets, as the strata, as opposed to the theaters, but which is obviously what normally the issue would be. On the contrary, usually these are street stones, these are loose stones. So these are, could be Mutara. These are considered to be Mutara, but if a Yisro was maybe Avim Minamerkulis, is v'chipah b'amdrachim v'sartiot. Notice that here it changes the girsa back at what we expected. So then it's asurot. Now that's what he brought in, and I tell you, we don't have a carpenter or a carpenter's apprentice who can explain this one. Late nagar v'lav bar nagar d'ifrakine makes no sense at all. I don't know what's going on. We consider the Talmidei Chachamim to be carpenters because they're beinim. This is based on the old posik of Miheir b'mizrach tzedek. That's the whole question over there of the creator of the teva. It's been the one who's the holim patish. He's a nagar. Okay, in any event, what is wrong with this? We'll see in a minute. I'm Reb Sheshes. I can tell you, I don't claim to be a nagar. And I don't claim to even be a bar nagar, you know? I'm just a simple guy. But it sure doesn't seem to be a problem to me. Why don't I understand what the issue is? My kushu, what's he worried about? He's saying that nobody can explain it. Do you see anything exactly wrong with this? I know what he's thinking. He is thinking that the stones that are thrown to a Merkulis are considered to be Takrovis Akum. And if they're considered to be Takrovis Akum, then what good is the difference between the Yisrael and the Akum? Nobody can be without the Takrovis Akum. But that's not the point. Be'ina ke'im p'nim v'leka. It's like we said a moment ago. It's not considered to be a takroves because this is not the way that you're makriv b'fnim. And therefore the only issue is it an avodah zarah? No, if it's an avodah zarah, what Rav Gidel said before, in the name of Rav, that ein lo batela lo lamit because of zivchei meitim, has nothing to do with this brayta, because we don't have any zivchei meitim here. Therefore, our only question is bito. Bito, obviously, there's a difference between an akum and a yisrael. It's about as simple as it be. So you don't really need a carpenter, even the kind that Richie just hired. So therefore, ve'ina ke'en pnim v'lek. It's okay, they come with a good recommendation. Okay, exactly what the best saying. Recommendation.
Nagar, bar nagar. I say, where are they? I need them. Where are they when I need them now? 2,000 years ago, what good is it to me?
I'm Rabbi Yosef.
Oh, it's it. But if it's all right, you nail two pieces of wood together, somebody's going to buy it.
I'm Rabbi Yosef Barabba. We also had a problem, somebody coming into town carrying these prices. Always problems. He was carrying a brayta with him, which also nobody can make any sense of. And what his brayta said was like this. Matli'in umizahamin b'shvi'it. You are allowed to pick off parasitical worms from trees during Shemitah, because these worms will kill the tree. You're allowed to do things that are there to protect the things that are growing. You're not allowed to do things to make them stronger, to encourage the growth. You certainly take off a tulah. And you can also do zihum. Now, zihum in this case is used in different ways. In this case, most of the Rishonim agree is from the lotion of dirty, which means that if there is a place where there is an infection, so on the tree, so what they would do is they would patch it with a pile of zevel on it and so on. That would heat it and actually do this during war too, you know, where they didn't have antibiotics. And strangely enough, this would often work so that it would cure the tree. So it would protect the tree. It could be mezayim during Shemitah, but not during Chol HaMoed. Ve'ein matlino mezayimin b'Chol HaMoed. In neither case. Now that's a problem. Why not? Generally, the din of Shemitah are similar to the din of Chol HaMoed. So, I mean, if it's a malacha for one, it ought to be a malacha for the other. That's one problem, maybe, with this brayta. We're going to look into what was bothering everyone about this brayta. But okay, there's a potential problem. Kan v'kan, ein megazmim, not during Chol HaMoed or during Shemitah, you're certainly not allowed to pluck off the branches in order to make it grow better. And that would be terrible. But you can be sachin shemen legazum. If somebody had cut off a branch now, then you're left with a bare patch of unprotected actual wood. So you can cover that with oil, and that protects it now from infection. So that you can do, and that you can do whether it's yantiv, whether it's shemitah. Now that's also a problem. Why is oil different than a patch that's exposed to zion? Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. But anyway, what he said, Rav Yosef Barabba, was, I can tell you, we don't have a carpenter in town who's able to figure this thing out. V'leit bar nagar, nagar v'la bar nagar, the Yifrakine. So Ravina came along. Of course, this is why we brought this. It has nothing to do with us, but it's similar in the way it was formed. So Ravina, I don't claim to be a good carpenter or a bar nagar, but I don't even understand what the problem is. Ana lo nagar ana, v'la bar nagar ana. I'll explain it to you perfectly. perfectly well, okay? Mifrakinala. Let's try to figure out, first of all, what bothers him. I don't even know what bothers him. Micah Kasha. Is the problem the difference between Zium during Shemitah and Zium during Chol HaMoed? Maybe that's the problem. First thing that we identify. So maybe that's Moed HaShvi'it Kakashale. Why is it that during Shvi'it we said Zium was Shari? And why is it during Chol HaMoed we said that Zium is Osir? What kind of Kasha is that? I mean, there's no comparison. The issue in Shemitah is Melechet Karka. So it's Melacha, correct? The amount of Tircha that you do on Shvi'it is totally irrelevant. You could do all the Tircha you want. The Torah didn't ask for doing Tircha. But when it came to Chol HaMoed, Tircha is Osir. So what's the comparison? As long as you're not doing a Melacha on the tree, yes, you may have to work 5 hours to take this. You'd be a smelly, sweaty mess at the end of it. So what's wrong with being a smelly, sweaty mess in Shvi'it? Mashenkin during the Moed, that's exactly what's wrong. So it's Melacha Osir, Rachmana Tircha Shari. Mashenkin Chol HaMoed, the Torah Osir, Afilu Tircha Nami, is Osir. So that can't be your problem. Okay, so forget about that. Now, is your problem, why is Zihum Mutter and Gizum Osir during Shemitah? That's a question. That's ridiculous. Mashna Zihum to Shari, Mashna Gizum to Osir, Midomi? Obviously, Zihum is only protecting the tree from dying. It's Ukumi Ilana. You're curing it. That's Mutter. Gizum, however, is Ivruya Ilani. That makes the tree stronger, allows it to put forth more shoots. Of course, that's Osir. That can't be what bothered him. Is it the problem of Zihum that we can ask from another Braita, perhaps? Maybe it wasn't a contradiction from the same Braita. Maybe he was referring to outside information. Okay, I can identify the outside information that bothers him. He was probably bothered by the following. Diktoni, Matlinu Mizamim Bishvi. In the Braita that he brought with him, it says that you can do the Zium during Shemitah. And yet, Vramini, we find, however, a Mishnah that says, Mizahaminet HaNetiot, you can, saplings, you can be Mizahim, you can be Korcham, you can be Kutmam, you can even Osim Lehen Batim. These are all things that you do specifically for Netiot. They require supports, that they don't bend over, and they do require pinchings, that they grow in the right direction. You can even make a little house for them, as the kakal does very often, yep, around the shoots, exactly. And you fill it up even with loose soil to protect them, and you can water them all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, which normally would be usher because you have to stop 30 days before. These things are mutter. Now, as far as mutter, Rashi says, well, because that's only usher min rabbanan. Tais says that's not true. It's not only usher min rabbanan. The din of Tais Shvi'is, either we learn out of a pasuk or it's halacha l'meshvi Sinai. He clarifies, but maybe Becharish Ubakatsir Tishbot, which is the marker of the extension of Shemitah, the Sefer Shemitah, for these 30 days, it's only Charishan Ktsira. These things are not Charishan Ktsira. Okay, these are all issues that are very side issues to us. Fine. They're for Shemitah, Bezrat Hashem. So now, maybe that's what's bothering, because here it says Ad Rosh Hashanah, only Ad Rosh Hashanah, not during Shemitah itself. So now that's a question. But even that's not such a problem. A amateur carpenter can answer that one, like me. I would say, Diomar Avukva Bar Chama. Diomar Avukva Bar Chama. Look, we had a question about kishkush. Now, kishkush is actually, we're used to the word for ma'ader, or idur. Now, idur is the word that we use for hoeing if it's under grapevine. The same thing that is done under trees of olives is called kishkush. But it's basically the same. It's the same to a layman. It's the same to a farmer. There's different movements, and you're using the same cleat wrap. But to him, it would be a little bit childish. Call it all the same. And there, it's kishur shine. Now, no. You loosen up the soil and you pile it up against the tree. Now, we had a stira about that as well, where one place it said that kishush is usher, one place it said kishush was mutter. Famous answer that Rav Ukva Bar Chama gave to that question, which was, trei kishkushi havi. There are two functions of kishkush. There's a kishkush, which is la'avruye ilana, softening up the earth, giving it a little, sorry, what? Yeah, it aerates the soil and it builds up the soil around the roots. That's already strengthens the tree. That's us. But where the roots have become exposed, or where there's a crack in the bark, where over there it can be in fact harmful to the tree, that type of kishkushi is only the ukumi. So one is usr, and one is stumi pile, which some learn means covering over the uncovered roots. Others learn it means covering over cracks in the bark. But whatever, the idea is that's mutter because it's ukumi. Zihume. Why can't that be true about Zihume too? So I would say Tre Zihume Habe. Chadlu Kume Yilana Vashari. We're talking about is where there's an infection already. That Zihum is Mutter during Shvias. And Chad is Lev Ruye Lune. So if it's to make it stronger, so then it would be Usher. So why would that bother him? By the way, if Lamaisa were talking about a Zihum, then it should be Mutter during Kolamayid, even if it's a Tircha, because of Dor HaAved. So that's a problem. The Tosis asked that question over here. Now you're telling me that it's really Ukume Ilane and that it's seriously ill. So why isn't it Mutter during Kolamayid? So he says, well, maybe he's not talking about that it's seriously ill. It can wait until after the Kolamayid. We're just worried it's going to become sin. Or maybe it means over here that it's such a terrible Tircha, the Zion, that we do find things that are tremendous Tirchas or Usser, even if it's Edover Ava. So there's always this balance of which we can't make rules about, as the Gemara might cut and makes clear. You can't be Medame, the Dinim of Kolamayid, one to another. But maybe this is one of those things that we Usser, even if it would be Edover Ava. Okay, again, not our sugyas, keep it aside. But what would be the problem of saying there's two different types of zihume? It's very reasonable. So there's one zihum that's mutter only up until Rosh Hashanah. There's another zihum which is critical, and that I could do during Shvias. That doesn't bother me either, okay? Maybe what was bothering him was also something of outside information, which I also know. Maybe it would be sicha. Okay. Here it says the bit about sicha being mutter. Somebody went ahead and cut off now. How do you say that in English? Pruned it. So sicha kashla. Big tongue. Here it says, Sachin Shemen Legazon. So you can put on oil on a wound where a branch was removed. And he's worried about the fact that there's another bright that says otherwise. Vramini, probably, this is what he was thinking, is the problem of, it's actually a Mishnah, Sachin et Afagim. Here it says you are allowed to oil up the immature figs. You can even make a little hole in them so that they absorb oil that makes them rich. Mufatminotan Adra Shana. Again, he's bothered by, you see, it's only Adra Shana in, but during Shvi'id Lo. I mean, that's pretty cheap. That's not a problem at all. That's talking about the fruit. We're talking about the tree. I mean, it's obviously so different. Midami, Haka Ukumi Ilani Vishar. You're talking about oiling a place that is open to infection. That's in order to protect the tree. That's mutter. Well, you're talking about making a hole, putting an oil, making it look fatter. That's Pitume Pira. That's making the pears look better. Obviously, that's Usser during Shemitah. So I don't understand. Nothing wrong with this Braita. What do we need a carpenter for? Amalei Rav Samar, the Rav Asher Avina, Bar Yirmiya was questioning the Braita itself, okay? You ignored one thing. How come the Zium and the Sicha have different dinim? They're for exactly the same purpose. The Zium was to cover over a wound, and the Sicha was to cover over a wound. So one of them you Asser during Kolamayid, and one of them you Mata during Kolamayid. Why isn't that a problem? You conveniently ignore that problem, right? So it was the Sicha Damayid on the Zium Amayid. That was Kashra because Bechay. They're both for the same purpose. Ho Ukume and Ho Ukume. So why would you be Matir, one, and why would you Asser the other one? So Maishna Hai the Shari, Umaishna Hai the Asser. Hai Nu the Kamala, that's what he was saying. Late Nagar, Valav Bar Nagar, the Efrakinu. Of course, this is serious, I think, contradiction to Tosfos. If Tosfos wants to answer the reason that Zion was Usser because of Tircha Yetirah, then obviously Sicha was not Tircha Yetirah, right? Yeah, what's the big deal? So then the Gemara wouldn't have had a problem with Klal. So it can't be that the Gemara was assuming that it's because of Tircha Yetirah that was Usser B'mayim. It must be because it can wait till after the Mayim. Then obviously we're going to be talking about two similar cases. We're not going to take dissimilar cases. That's the Gemara's kasha. So if the Zium could wait till after the Mayim, then the Zium could wait till after the Mayim. So why wouldn't we matter? Elamai, if it was different, then okay, if it's different, we would never have seen it as a kasha. Good.
So we don't have anything yet.
For Tosfos. No, okay, now if you want to answer, we can use that as an answer. But certainly it wasn't what the Gemara was taking into consideration up front. He's saying that was Akasha. For some reason, he didn't believe that the Braita was going to contrast two different situations which are serving the same purpose, okay? You want to argue and say it is. I mean, that's not called the Yefrakine. But assuming that the Braita is meant to be parallels, I don't understand the point of the Braita. Is there an innate difference between Zium and Sicha that I'm missing? Again, according to Tosfos, there sure is. Okay.
And the tircha of concern, and not a physical tircha, but psychologically, he's got it in his head over the chav.
That this thing is going on with his tree. And
that's
he's
tircha. That's not called tircha.
That's not a tircha.
That's called tircha.
Right. And that's
something else.
Uh-huh.
Getting back to exactly to what really excites us this moment, and that is the issue about what is considered to be takrovet. You claim it has to be similar to takrovet nim. We've already seen early on in the Masechta that can't be literally true. We were talking about bringing things that are bechlal not nogea bifnim. So what's going on? So let's get a little bit into that sugya. Omer of Yiram Rav. And avodat kochavim she'ovdim ota b'makel. Let us explain things more clearly. There are different milieus of avod, okay? It's true that it needs to be similar to avodat pnim, but obviously there is a concept of the world according to Merkul, or the world according to whatever nonsensical, beinifrit. Now, each one of these things has its own. Normally, if you throw a rock at something, it takes it as an insult, assuming that it takes it as anything. But in Disney movies, it takes it as an insult, doesn't take it as an aveda. Now, in the world of Merkulis, there you go. So the Merkulis takes it as an honor. Okay, fine, takes it as an honor. Now that means that in the world of Merkulis, a stone is indeed something that is significant. All right. So now, in the world of some Avodah Zarah, in which sticks would be significant. Let's say the way you worship this Avodah Zarah is by putting a stick in its hand to show that it leans on the world, supporting it. Whatever, I don't know. But you use stick. A pogo stick? A pogo stick. Hockey stick, there you go. Yeah, now we're talking about a canute stick. Let's not get personal. So now, once we've entered the world in which sticks become significant, then if you take a stick and you break the stick in front of it, then you would be chay. But if you throw the stick in front of it, then you would be pot. So, no. Let's first be marchiv hayiriyaz. Let's discuss this a little bit more. Remember, there's a number of different issues in which derech avodata is significant. Normally, worshipping an idol, the way in which it is meant to be worshipped, is a requisite for the chi, right? I need to do it that way in order to be chayiv. As we saw earlier, we learned that from Sukhi, that any of the avodot that are done bifnim would be chayiv on any avodah zarah. And ishtach avoya would be chayiv on any avodah zarah. So even if this normally a merkulis is not worshipped by bowing down to it, you could be chayiv by bowing down to it, or by bringing a sacrifice. Okay. Now, the question is, what do we call a sacrifice? Oh, now that's a different issue that we're talking about over here. That question of what is called a sacrifice will have two implications. First of all, would I be chayiv? Secondly, would it be called zivchei metim? If it's a sacrifice, it's called zivchei metim. When we identified earlier the idea of being similar to avodat pnim, we thought it meant, well, you don't bring stones in the Beit HaMikdash. You don't bring sticks in the Beit HaMikdash. You only bring animals in the Beit HaMikdash. But that was really not the point. To identify the object of a sacrifice is to enter the world of that avodah zarah. In a world in which sticks or stones are chasher, then that would be a valid sacrifice. In the world of biology, where life is important, then it requires life to be a sacrifice. Okay? But it's all different. So the question of the comparison to avodat pnim is the act. So the act of sacrifice is cutting something, breaking something, destroying the animal by cutting its neck. You take the makel, you break the poor makel's neck. So then that is a sacrifice. In the world in which makels take the place of life. So in the world in which stones would take the place of life, then the stone to the merkulis, assuming that the stone you would cut, and so on and so forth, and do a shechita on the stone, then ain't nothing on me. The stone would be zivchei metim. So we're talking about the act being dissimilar. Now, what about zrika? Is there not a zrika bifni? So I throw things, I'll throw water, wine, blood. I mean, all of those zrikas are acts of avodah bifnim. So why can't I just throw a stone at Merkulis? Or throw a makel on the hockey god? So what would be the difference? Sorry.
Cricket.
No, that's going to hit somebody else. Somebody is bound to be.
Joe will take issue with that.
The old avodah zarahs remain with us. We've just changed the focus. So so Omale Abayal Rava, he says, so I don't understand. Maishna Shavar, I understand why you're saying you break the makel. It is similar to Zvicha, at least in the world of makels. It's similar to Zvicha. So why isn't zarak is similar to zrika. If you throw it. So if you throw dam in the world of biology, then you could throw a stick in the world of sticks. Omar le, no. Throwing is not the act of throwing. It's the act of splattering. Again, splatter a stone or splatter a makel, and therefore it isn't similar to zrika. You need a zrika mishtaberet when it lands. Valeka. It's not just throwing. And that you don't have over here. We're just throwing a stick. So the similarity in terms of the act is you're not now meeting that criterion.
It's the result of the throwing.
Yeah, it's all part of the thing in which what you do really makes a splash. Now over here, eight. Safat latsoa, oshenasach lefanea avicho meimer aglaim, chayav. So now over here it says, if you feed it, then this of course is typically what we would feed to an akum in our litzanis mode, would be a pile of soa, or you pour out a pile or a chamber pot of urine. So now, even if the avoda is not using these things, so then you would be chay. Obviously, this needs to be a type of avodah zarah that enjoys crap of some kind. So maybe it's a pour or something. You know, you're pouring out these things in front of
it.
Not on any avodah zarah. As we said, then it's not in its right world. Okay. The toilet guy. Yeah, well, we have plenty of toilet guy.
That's right.
Oh, no, that's the question. Doesn't hit the fan.
It's the fan.
The problem is only the urine makes a splash. So ask the Gemara. Okay. So Bishleim Avichal Meimer Aglaim. I understand the chamber pot makes a splash. Oh, yes. Ika Zrika Mishtaberet. But the Tzoa, my Zrika Mishtaberet, where does it make a splash? And says the Gemara, well, it's got to be, you know, Tzoa Leichat. You give it diarrhea, basically. So then everything makes a good splash. Wow. To be continued.
Oh,
joy. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. שלוש אבנים זו בצד, זו בצד, מרקולס אסורות, ושתיים מותרות, וחכמים אומרים שנראות עמו אסורות, שנראות עמו מותרות. צריש למה רבן הקצר ויודם לשפרים, נראות עמו דיקה למימר מן עינת פעל אסורות, שנראות עמו מותרות, אלא רבים שרום, הקצר. אי עובדים לשפרים, אפילו תארת יורך ודמי, ליצרין עובדים לשפרים, אפילו תארת דמי לא. Om Rav Yitzchak Yosef Rav Yochanan, well, if yadua shenashrum b'divrei hakol asurot, as a matter of fact, afilu man yomer ein ovdim l'shvarim, hani milei avodat kavurim l'lav hanu urche, yochanan mi'ikor dvarim b'divrei, of course hanu urche, ki plige b'stoma, and even b'stoma, if they're mekuravot, where ikel ameimra min ein afal also divrei hakol asurot, ki plige b'meruch hakot, but b'toch arba amot. What do you mean? But it says b'tzad merkulis. Bitzad means bitzad arba amoti then. So Rabbi Shmuel Zavar Osim Merkulis Katan Bitzad Merkulis Kadol. Therefore, Shalosh the Damian Merkulis Asrod Shtag Mutarot. Rabban and Savri Ein Osim Merkulis Katan Bitzad Merkulis Kadol. Losh na Shalosh, Losh na Shtayim. Nirotimo Asrod, Shay Nirotimo Mutarot. Omama. Biadua Shadashuim Emeru Divrei Akol Asrod. But that's not true. Raminu Avadim Shanoshu Mino Merkulit. Nirotimo Asrod, Shay Nirotimo Mutarot. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shalosh Atzrot Shtayim Mutarot. Omer Rava, well, lo teima shenashu, ima shenim tzu. Well, and so Rabbi Shmuel Shtayim Mutarot, v'tani Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Shtayim b'tfisa lo asurot, Shalosh afilo meruchakot asurot, Omer Rava, lo kashe, kam b'tfisa achat, kan b'shtei tfisot, for instance, achidami, dika gova, beni, tom rekuliska, gavda miyavi, where they're not arranged stones, v'tani, Eloin Avni Bet Kulis, Achat, Bikan, Vachat Kabeyam, Omarov, well, that's talking about Iker Merkulis. Beyane Malkachor, Voto of the Kochav, Mukime Be Merkulis, Sato of the Kochav Machrino, Dolo Palke, the Merkulis Shaklino, Vichipubem Drachim, Visartarta Ot. So Iker Abon and the Parsh, Iker Abon and Lo Parsh, from Yochel, well, even Benancho Kedoshim, Alakalim, Anan Nefroshmiam, Man Niu Benancho Kedoshim, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Simoy, but my carly when I'm sure I feel but throughout the zoos on a mistake. In my time in the mind of parish, so I will look at them if you don't know if you have a mean I let the crow of it akum shain of the law, let me channel you to do the alpa or the occlusive remitting. My mate on the law, after crow of it akum in the law. Umadalo parish omar, being a cane, the leka, so you don't have to crow of it. Omer Rav Yezer bar Rava Ikla Rabba bar Yimer lo yatrein v'yot v'ayte matit v'yodei ovel kachorim shevi avonim min amakulis v'chipa ben drochim v'sartiyot mutarot Yisrael shevi avonim min amakulis v'chipa ben drochim v'sartiyot asrot. I can tell you, baby, let nagar v'alek bar nagar departinu. Omer Rav Sheish, I don't know. Ana lo nagarna v'la bar nagarna. And it's pretty clear to me. My kushalei, the Rav Gidda, bina kein p'nim v'leka. Omer of Yosef Baraba Ikla Rabba Bar Yumin Leatrin Vata Vata Vatita Piyadi Matlein Mizamin Beshvit Vein Batilu Mizamin Bemoed Kan Vekan Ein Megazmin But Sochin Shemel Gazim Ben Bemoed Ben Beshvit. I can tell you, let Nagar Vala Bar Nagar Yifrakini Omer Avino Amna Lo Nagar Na Vala Bar Nagar Na Umefakina. I mean, anything you could think of as a problem, I don't see. My Kakasha What's the problem? Me domi shviit milachaser achmana tircha shori moed afilo tircha nami aser. So maybe zium agizum kakashle. Masha zium the shori masha gizum. That's really a ridiculous question. Me domi zium ukumi yoloni. It's mutter gizum avruy yoloni. It's aser. Okay, maybe it was zium on external information and zium. Diktonim atlin mezamim b'shviis. And the other Mishnah says, "Vezamin et anetiot, kochinotam, kotmimotam, simnabatim, mashkimotam." But only ad Rosh Hashanah. Ad Rosh Hashanah him b'shviyed lo. I don't see that as a problem either. Dilma kiravuka barbacham, dama ravuka barbacham. There's trekish kushi avik, chad imruy elan aviyaser, chad stume pile, which is ukume elan in his mutter. So same thing over here. Trezi umay avik, chad ukume elan aviyashari, chad levruy elan aviyaser. Maybe his problem was Sicha on the Mishnah about Sicha. Diktani Sachin Shemin Lagazum, Bein Memoid, Bein Mishviyet, Veraminu, Sachin Et Apagin, Minakvin, Mefatminu Tan Ad Rosh Hashanah, only Ad Rosh Hashanah, Mishviyet Lo, again, Midami, Hachu Kumi Ilani, it's Mutter. The Mishnah is talking about Pitume Peri, which is obviously awesome. Omelet of Summer, Beter Vashu Ravina, I'll tell you what Bar Yirmiyah was worried about. It was the sicha of the moed on the zim of the moed kakash lemichne. Hayukume vayukume. Mashna had the shari, mashna had the hasim. Hanu the gomrele late nagar, velav bar nagar, the yifrakine. Omri vira mirav, avadat kochavim shavdimo tabu makel. So then, shavar makel bafanei chayar. Zorak makel bafanei apatur. Omri abaya lerova, I don't get it. If it's the world of the makel, so if Shavar, obviously you're saying it's Kein Zvicha. So why is Zorak Potter? It's Kein Zrika. Omalei, because if Zrika has to make a splash, it's Mishtaberet, Voleka. Eitvei, Safat, Latsoa, Oshinasach, Lefanei, Avitcho, Memiraglayim. Chayav, so Mishleim, Avitcho, Memiraglayim, makes a splash. And Ika, Zrika, Mishtaberet, Betsoa, Mai, Zrika, Mishtaberet, Ika. Betsoa, Lacham.